Fred Film Radio, Festival de Cannes, France.
Angelo Cerbi, Fred Film Radio from the Cannes Festival. I'm here for the film Compre Mon Revolver de Julio Hernandez Cordon avec Rogelio Sosa, Matilde Hernandez, Guinea and Fabiana Hernandez. Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Listen, Rogelio, the question is obvious but needed. This movie was really tough. Actor-wise, it shows to be really intense. How did you prepare, and how did you work together with the girls? Because that were your main co-actresses.
Yeah, well, I have to start saying that I'm not an actor. I'm a musician. This is my first movie, actually, and this is the first time I act. So, basically, what Julio does is he creates a situation in which you start feeling familiar with the crew and with the girls and with him. So you start improvising, basically. That's what we did. So we did all these dynamics before shooting the film. We started training baseball. So we had like 2 months of training baseball with the girls, which bring us closer together. And then going to baseball games and starting like to feel comfortable with each other, basically. So at the time we came to start filming, we already felt close somehow, and the movie's tough. There's this very tense social situation that is being represented through the movie, but at the end it's a love story somehow. I mean, there's this dad that struggles with his addiction, with the narcos, with the whole situation, but he's trying to protect her. I'm a dad too, so somehow that was easy for me in the sense that I could imagine very well what a father does to protect her daughter with whatever means. I mean, like putting a chain, a mask, bringing her to dangerous places, but he's trying to save her somehow. So it was kind of easy in that sense to follow the story for me. And yes, also Julio improvises a lot. Even the story is not linear, but it's all these images that go together, and improvising with them was kind of easy because we were not following a script. We were following just a structure. So in the sense, I'm a musician and I have this way of dealing with time and improvisation. So they gave me something, she gave me something specially, and I just answered back, and then it was like this feedback that made it very easy somehow to act, even not being an actor.
How much did you know about that word of narcos in Mexico before filming?
Yeah, well, we know a lot. I mean, like, we, every time you open your application or you see the news, I mean, there's like these horror stories, actually. People getting dissolved in acid, people getting their head off, mutilations. All these horror stories, actually. Unfortunately, we're very close to that. I mean, not maybe directly, but you hear it all the time, you know? So it's kind of a... it's kind of a very tough situation in that sense. I mean, I've never seen that personally, but you see, you know that it's happening in the country. Somehow it's kind of close to all Mexicans, and that's when we are tired, and that's why Julio is talking about it, and many people are talking about that. It's not the romanticization of violence that many people would think about it. It's just a reality that it's very close to us, and we have to think about it and make a serious reflection of as a society what is happening
and what you can do about it to let it stop, to make it stop.
Exactly. You know, Julio talked a lot about in the press conference about legalization, which is one way. I think it's one of the things that needs to happen. There's a lot of social inequality also. That it's maybe that's the main problem. I mean, when you don't have the means to survive, and maybe for many people what is easier and what is closer is basically just get a gun and maybe or start being the messenger of a cartel, you know, and start like growing up in a criminal group, you know. I mean, not for everybody, but for a big part of the society, that's what is easier. So if we don't have a social equality and we have all these gaps in between rich, very rich people and very poor people, I mean, this will not stop. You know, so basically that's what the movie is about, I think.
So I have a question for Matilde and Fabiana. So my question is, you work with your father, and how was it to have your dad being the director of your first film?
No, nuestra primera película.
So it was not our first film. We did a film called Tesoros. Who was the director? La directora de Tesoros fue María Novaro. A film by María Novaro, and it was incredible to have our father as a director. I mean, I never thought that my dad could actually be the director of the film and could be also, in a way, my boss, no? I had difficulties in taking him seriously, you know, when he was giving me orders, because, yes, he is the director of the film, but he's my dad first, so...
Pues, como dijo Mati, no es nuestra primera película.
I mean, it wasn't the first film. We were in Tesoro. It was, in a way, good to work with our dad, but it wasn't. It was also very difficult because, in a way, he told us off and, you know, that was quite difficult. He wasn't that sweet, like any dad.
And you worked with also always Matilde and Fabiana. You work with many other kids. You had many difficult scenes, very violent scenes. But did you have fun making this?
Era como jugar un juego de decir mentiras, así de.
What my dad said right from the first day is that it was like a game, you know. It was not something true, so that was he said from the very first day of shooting. So it wasn't that difficult. I mean, some scenes were a little difficult, but that was okay. And being acting with the other kids was okay as well. I mean, some were not as quiet as others, but it was fine.
Pues mientras estábamos filmando, pues era a veces como un poquito feo.
There were scenes that were a little difficult to do, scenes with the killers, with the narcos, scenes where you could hear shots and where they were blunt, but nothing comparable to the experience that I had when I saw the film on the big screen, because there it seemed much more real, and there were moments that were really, really tough, really difficult, so I had to close my eyes.
Okay, so thank you very much, Rogelio Sosa, Matilde Hernandez Guinea, Fabian Hernandez. I'm of the film Compremo Revolver, de Julio Hernandez Gordon. I'm Angela Cherby for Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.